Well, at the start of this year, there was serious consideration being given to using the more than 100 billion rand in the Unemployment Insurance Fund to support failing state-owned enterprises. The money was hardly being used. Well, thank goodness it wasn't touched, because nearly 5 million South Africans have received a share of 53 billion rand paid out so far this year. Now, the Employment and Labour Minister, Tulas Nglesi, is warning that the UIF could collapse if it's forced to again extend special benefits to workers who've lost income as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Robert Lee is chair of the Working Group on Labour at Business for South Africa, on the line to us from Johannesburg. Robert, just give me a picture, please, of UIF and the big worries around it.
Good evening, Bruce, and good evening to your listeners. It seems that if it's Wednesday evening, it's a UIF discussion. Fund had a very substantial surplus earlier in the year, and some 53 billion rand has now been expended on the UIF COVID TERS benefit, which I think is the single biggest contributor, direct contributor into the economy. And that has certainly depleted the resources of the fund quite significantly. But it still has a very significant amount of assets.
I mean, what is the asset base now? Where is it sitting? About 70 billion or thereabouts?
No, it's way more than that.
Okay.
It's well north of 100.
Okay, good. Billion. All right.
The difficulty, we in Business and Labour had thought that the benefit should be extended through to the end of December. It's been extended to mid-October, and certainly from what we can see, the amount of money being claimed in the more recent months is going down quite significantly, about 3 billion a month and probably declining. I mean, you've got to remember that at this stage, there are very few industries that are completely closed, but you still have people who are over 60 or have comorbidities, and that's quite a big class of people. We're kind of engaged with the UIF to see what cover we can get for those classes. We had thought that we could get cover towards the end of December. We think there's sufficient liquidity in the fund. I see from just quoting from Labour today, they have a figure of about 60 billion rand in liquid assets. And that's pretty close to our understanding. But the big unknown, of course, and this is where the minister is right, is we don't know exactly what's coming down the pipeline in terms of people who have actually lost their jobs and who are going to make ordinary UIF claims. Certainly, if you look at the current statistics being claimed from the fund, those claims are still quite low. But they may increase significantly. But obviously, there's a trade-off here. The payment of the TERS benefit, it's really temporary employment relief, and it keeps people in jobs rather than them falling out of
the economy. What is the consequence of cutting TERS off at the knees, as the department wants to do in the middle of October, so up until the middle of October? I mean, it suggests that there are many, many hundreds of thousands of people who may very well be dependent on that payment, and that could wreak havoc if it is cut off suddenly.
Look, based on the department's public pronouncement, they have cut it off. The interesting thing is that the direction under which the benefit is paid has never been withdrawn. It's still in force as of today. So I think arguably that class of person has got the right to claim those benefits between the 15th of October and now. One of the difficulties one has, Bruce, is actually trying to understand how many people are impacted. Certainly until we moved to modified level one, there were quite a few people out of trade. So people in the liquor industry, people in the tourism industry, those businesses were severely compromised. That's obviously improved since we moved to the modified level one. And certainly the number of claims is dropping very significantly. You know, for the month of April, it paid 12 billion rand. That's a lot of money. And it's now coming below coming in below about 3 billion rand. That is until the mid-October, and I'm sure it will drop even more significantly as there are more people in the economy.
Okay. But,
as I said previously, there are some people who still can't go back to work.
Absolutely. Robert Lee, thank you. Chair of the Working Group for Labour at Business for South Africa.